USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Stranded residents of North Carolina's Outer Banks are checking out the damage caused by Hurricane Dorian. The Coast Guard's landing local law enforcement officers on Ocracoke Island via helicopter and then airlifting people in distress. Governor Roy Cooper.
This is a very close-knit community, and people assure me that everyone is present and accounted for.
At least two deaths have been reported in the state, and at least 43 deaths have been reported in the Bahamas, which was slammed by the storm. Tommy Thompson is with the Ministry of Tourism.
Search and rescue is still ongoing. We've got to realize that this is a Category 5, a major storm that sat over the northern Bahamas for over 50 hours. So the islands that were affected are two of the major islands in the northern Bahamas, and all supplies have to get into those two islands, either via Nassau or either Florida.
This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A former news show host is getting a second chance, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
He says after years of trying to find an entirely different career, he decided to say,
open that door and let me back in.
3 years after being fired by NBC, when an Access Hollywood tape from 11 years ago emerged showing him laughing at lewd remarks made by President Trump, Billy Bush is heading back to TV. He'll start hosting Extra on Monday. Bush, who is related to the presidents of the same last name, had just begun as a host on Today when he was fired by the network. Extra's executive producer says, quote, life is about second chances.
The commander of the Syrian Democratic Forces, America's ally in the fight against the Islamic State, has warned that the terrorist group is on the rise. The decision to remove U.S. troops from Syria is also hurting the mission. Also, 70,000 refugees have to be dealt with. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Ranked right below March Madness for college basketball, office football pools abound this time of year as the NFL is now underway. USA's John Clemens reports.
Productivity takes a real hit when fantasy football time rolls around. One estimate has been made, employees will spend 2.5 hours a week, costing the nation's business community $9 billion. Researchers from Nielsen Scarborough estimated 12.5 million adults will play fantasy football this year. While some businesses frown on this activity, Andrew Challenger of Challenger, Gray & Christmas said, fantasy football leagues can boost a company's bottom line in terms of higher morale and lower turnover. He added these types of distractions can keep workers' creative juices flowing. I'm John Clemens.
Ginger, it's not just a spice, it's a unique gene that's slowly disappearing. There's a festival in the Netherlands this weekend for those with a particular hair color, red. There's as many as 5,000 or more running around the Dutch town of Breda this weekend celebrating Redhead Day. People with natural red hair are coming from about 40 countries around the world to take part in lectures, workshops, and demonstrations relating to the fair-skinned people. Only about 1% of people are ginger. As you would expect, the highest percentage is in Scotland and Ireland. For USA Radio.